Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Butler passes to Draymond, back to Butler in the corner. Draymond releases, goes up over Cornette and scores inside. Draymond's first basket of the night, coming with just around 3 minutes to go, and it's a big one.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call last night. That was Draymond's only bucket of the game.
Yeah, 1-10, but he was a 10 on D.
He was good on D, no doubt about that. You're going to give up numbers to Wembanyama. There's no doubt. But
I mean, he was giving up inches, everything.
You know what's funny is what did Wembanyama end up shooting from the field? Anybody know offhand? I can't remember. I know he was like 8 for 19.
Victor
like
was 11-22, 3-7 from deep, 6-6 from the free throw line. But the 8 turnovers,
yeah,
31 minutes and had 36 points and. I feel like that was a bad game.
I mean, that's the scary part.
That is the wild. Tomorrow concerns me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
How about that court, though? Real quick, I'm into that stuff. The ode to the old Spurs, David Robinson era, Sean Elliott. That was beautiful, man. You used to cover the team during that era. Did anything come up? Any old memories?
They're in a different building. Is that, well...
But that was the floor from the Alamo. Yeah.
Oh, they did. Wait a minute. That wasn't a. You're not talking about a cup game.
Oh no, the cup game is tomorrow. Cup game is tomorrow. Tuesdays.
Okay, so yesterday was just a regular court.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Maybe that's why it didn't stick out.
But it was an old school regular court from that Sean Elliott era.
Really?
Yeah.
So they
got old.
Like, why did they do that? Or just.
The same as they got all these multiple jerseys.
They've got an old court and
the regular court.
And then there'll be a third different kind of court tomorrow.
We'll see tomorrow, yeah.
That's just a great allocation of money.
Well, there's 100 uniforms, Donnie, but they're paying homage to the old school Spurs.
Right, but they're making money on the back end of those uniforms.
It's America, baby.
People are buying them.
America.
Anyway, let's start us off with Austin in Redwood City. What's going on, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, that was a cool little game yesterday.
Yeah.
After that blowout. But, yeah, are they at their best? You can't really say that. We don't want Draymond shooting 7-3s. That's the worst for disaster right there, to be having him do that. But we ain't at our full capacity. We don't got Melton. We don't got Stephen Curry, brother. We still got Moody. Jonathan Kuminga, you know, playing the game is a little bit too fast for him right now. Let that slow down. Same thing for Brzezinski. He's moving too fast. And Steve Kerr did a good job putting Moody in that starting lineup. You know, he was injured. Kyle Shanahan needs to take a look at, you know, let Moody get wet under his feet on the bench, you know, come back from that injury, show out, and then just let, you know, Jonathan Kuminga, you know, fumble the bag a little bit, and then there you go. You're back in the lineup. You show what you can do. You took your starting lineup back. That's all that is. And for Brandon Brzezinski and Buddy Hill and whoever else, y'all better start picking it up because Melton and Steph Curry brother coming.
And Will Richard,
I
too.
I want to see them.
Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
And Will Richard,
man,
too.
I like to see him start, but I'm going to be honest. I didn't text you in heaven, but I thought they were a bit small. You know, start.
They were.
Yeah.
And I was like, on purpose.
Yeah. And it worked to their advantage. It came out on the back end. But early on, I was like, And then, like, I mean, don't you feel better? Dre went for 0-7 from 3, 1-10, and you still mustered up 125. So other people have picked up the slack offensively.
Well, the other thing is,
especially Steph.
And this is one of those things where you don't want to minimize it. But for example, I got an email from Harry.
Okay.
And he was just like, I was like, yeah, good game last night, huh? They played pretty well. And he basically was just like, yeah, Curry scored 46 and they won. Like, it was all Steph Curry.
But Dre,
Steph Curry won that game for him. Yeah. He impacted everything. And if he doesn't score 46, they might not win the game.
I'm just telling
you his point
of
view.
No, I got you. I'm on a high. Shout out Cheech and Chong.
Part of that's correct.
Yeah, but if Dre didn't, make it difficult for Wimby, maybe he goes for 50.
And if Moody doesn't keep him in the game early, maybe they don't. I'm just saying that maybe, and the 408 is what reminded me on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Come on, you guys. Last night's game was a Curry game. He doesn't go off for 46 or whatever. And if he doesn't, they don't win. He covered up the same issues the team has. They can't play defense. And we have too many guys that can't create or score consistently.
But then how did we get to the line 36 times?
Well, because...
I'm like, that's an abnormal. I'm like, oh my gosh, 36. And they made 32, 88%.
Well, how many times did Curry get to the line?
16.
I mean, you can't send him to the line 16 times.
And Jimmy got there 12.
Exactly. Yeah. So Jimmy was what from the line?
9 of 12.
Uh-oh, that's not going to get it done. Let me look at what Jimmy's shooting now from the free throw line.
I'm losing it.
Oh, Jan, we got to hear from her. Oh, man.
Butler's shooting 85.6%.
Well, that's not going to beat the chef.
No.
He was just having
Curry's right now at...
We saw it yesterday,
93.5.
Oh, 93. So Jimmy did what I do on the show, just a dumb bet for content.
That is such a wide chasm between 86 and 94.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Anyway, by the way, after the game last night, Steph Curry was asked by the media...
I love this.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what was his panic meter at after that game against the
Thunder
the other night? And he called it a 4. He said it was a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah,
Evan, the smart man that he is, looked at it different. Like, he was asked that question after they won the game. What was it, let me go there, what was it, Evan's doing this, before the victory? I got to believe if it was at a 4, and maybe Steph answered it that way.
I think that's what he did.
6.5, 7 on the Richter scale.
No.
I was at a 9, and it wasn't basketball.
Well, you can't.
I was at a 9.
It's a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, I was at a 9.
Then the punch has to be a 10.
The punch was a 12.
No, it can't be. That's my point. It's not. We're not at...
The punch broke the scale.
This isn't Monty Python. The volume doesn't go to 11. The scale is 1 to 10. That's it. 10 is getting punched in the face by Draymond Green. If that's a 10, we were not a 9 yesterday.
I can be a 9.
No.
Shout out Drew Brees.
But, no, that's not accurate.
Yeah.
No, that's not accurate.
Because losing to the Thunder, I understood. But losing in the fashion that they did, that was a no-show. I didn't like that. But, Steiny, I didn't like the cryptic comments by both. So that's why I was at a 9. But for Curry to be at a 4, I think that's strong. And where were you at?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't think the comments were cryptic. I think they were pretty obvious. He might not have said names, but we knew that Kuminga and Pajemski, they weren't playing right, according to everyone who matters, because neither of them started last night. Mm. Now, I know Pods hasn't been in the starting lineup, but that's another indication. Like, I look at it this way. I think Pods is supposed to, Kerr would like to start him. But this year he has not earned the right to start. And so last night when he changed the starting lineup, he didn't reward Pods with the start. He gave it to Will Richard. Yeah. So
who played 7 more minutes than Pods ended up playing 7 more minutes than Will. But
exactly.
I hear you.
So I just think Pods and Kuminga, those were the guys that they were getting singled out.
Yeah.
And my way of thinking, Steve Kerr affirmed it with his decisions last night. 888-957-9570. 7-0. What was your guys' panic meter at yesterday after the game, and now what is it today?
And you didn't answer. What was yours, honestly?
957-9570.
I'm trying to answer for you.
I probably would have said about a 4.
Okay, all right.
Yesterday, I mean, hey, I didn't think it was a huge deal, really.
And I was listening to Willard and Dibs on the drive home, and I don't want to speak for Will, and Dibs was, I feel like, where I was, I thought it was a big deal. But, you know, Willard, and he wasn't by himself, Dre being Dre, but I guess it doesn't make it okay. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? Like, if we have a closed-door meeting like we do today, and you insinuate something, I'm going to look around the room like you can be talking to two people, Evan or myself.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I don't mean it as a victory lap. Trust me. But here's one thing I was kind of remembering. Like, after everybody was in a tizzy yesterday, and
it was warranted,
you know, and everybody points to the Indiana loss and the Milwaukee loss. Remember?
I can't let them go.
And do you remember? And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just throwing this back into the pile. Huh? You remember the loss that bothered me the most?
Give me 3 seconds.
The Sacramento loss in Sacramento.
Okay. And why is that?
And it was because the Warriors played their young guys, but they played against the Sacramento team without Sabonis and LaVine.
Okay, I got you.
And they played pretty well, but they didn't win.
Westbrook took over.
And that's the game where I was like, maybe their role players aren't quite as good as we thought.
Even though they kept the game close, and it sounds like you gave them kudos for that?
No, what I'm saying is they should have beaten that Sacramento team. Or, you know, I just looked at that game. I was like, huh, everybody was pretty good, and they didn't beat an undermanned Kings team. By the way.
Well, if Sabonis and LaVine had played, they might have won.
And DeRozan, like, if you told me who you're picking, this team or that team, and one's got Russ, DeRozan, I'm taking that. But can I take my Doug Christie victory lap, Steiny? What he did two nights ago with the did you see what happened? Atlanta came in there and embarrassed him again. And I got sources and people in SAC. My home's in SAC.
Kyle Draper.
I came in. Wow.
Kenny Caraway.
No, Evan.
What? D-Lo.
No, why? That's not even. Why would you out name like Steiny? We got a problem.
D-Lo?
I'm done. Just move on. Like, I'm really irritated at you.
Was it?
And he's still going. You're not going to know.
Who's the big guy?
You'd be a mess, boy. We were in the streets.
Who's their good play analyst, former WNBA player?
Katie Christensen?
Yeah, was it Katie Christensen?
Like, I've studied.
Who's your source? Give it up.
Yeah. 8 years this year.
Give up your source.
I'm uncomfortable, man. You would get stuck if we were outside in the streets.
Is it Scott Perry? BJ Armstrong?
Hey, I saw you talking to JK's agent. Oh, man.
Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, good win last night. I mean, you know, take it whenever you came back.
Yeah.
I see the issue going forward, and this kind of been the issue for a few years now. It's like every week it's a different starting lineup and different rotation. I think they need to stop with the experimenting. You know, they're always trying to find out what we have in the young guys, but the young guys don't even know when their number is going to be called on a week-to-week basis. They're like the only team in the whole NBA, and correct me if I'm wrong, that doesn't have a set rotation. And this has been ongoing for years now. You know, it's just hard for guys to get a rhythm and to know what we have in guys. If one Tuesday night you have a certain starting lineup, and the next Thursday you have a different starting lineup. It's been ongoing for years, and I can already see it trending now. So, you know, at some point you have to know who everybody needs to know their role, define the role. So we don't have to have these questions every week about Kaminga or Pods or Post, or, you know, like, to me, they're the only team in the league that has this problem. And that's, again, it's been years now. So, you know, I hopefully they can get that figured out, and I'll get your guys' thoughts on the other side.
Stanley, you go take a
Real
crack
quick,
at that.
I want to get into that because that was a great call and great stuff to talk about. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I mean, if you look at the Warriors, they've had a stable of great players, the three guys they got there now, and then when Durant was here, and if you want to put Iguodala in there, you can. And for 10 years, the Warriors looked, they look for guys who fit great surrounding them.
Gotcha.
You've got to be, you had to be able to play with Durant, Steph, and Draymond, and Clay, and you have to be able to play with Butler, Draymond, and Steph Curry. And the reality is, if you, like, Harrison Barnes.
The Black
Falcon. I was thinking about Harrison Barnes. How many years was he here?
I want to say 5-6.
I think like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And he got a contract offer for 4 years for $64 million.
I remember. Thank God he didn't take it.
Why didn't he take it?
Because
do you think?
I believe my intel told me him and Bogut saw the Warrior players recruiting Durant before, and that cut him so to where it was like they already had Durant, and that pissed him off.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah, I think it's because he wanted a bigger role, and he knew he was never going to get it at Golden State.
How did that work out for him? I'm not saying you're wrong, but damn, Harrison, you were a big part. But, you make some threes, they win another chip.
But my bigger point is that's why year after year after year, they're looking for new guys to fit in around Curry and Draymond and Jimmy Butler. And either you can do it consistently, and then if you do, you're up at, like, Jordan Poole, gone. You know, I know there were other circumstances, but, you know, to me, a young player here is just, until these guys are gone, there's no answer. Like, they can't get what they want here yet. And I think that's the problem. They've got to find players who are okay and thrive when they play with those guys, not guys that are still in that I got to prove myself category.
I'm not mad at that, and I'd probably advise my sons and my daughter to be the best you can be, but I'm just going to say this. The Black Falcon got a ring. And he started, and he didn't stay.
He didn't stay because he got a ring, and he was like, "I cannot thrive here."
But do you give any credence to what I was saying or what was reported that he saw the recruitment of Kevin Durant and felt betrayed?
I'm sure there were a lot of different reasons, but I mean, what I'm getting at is Harrison Barnes is like, "I'm not going to be the fourth option my entire career. Like, I'm just not. I got a ring. Like, time to move on." Let's go to Steven. Steven in Oakland. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys, man. I just wanted to tell you my panic meter is at an all-time low. It is on empty. Uh-oh. The only thing that could get it up is more Gatorade. I'm talking about flavor red mixed in warm water.
Hey, Steven, do me a favor. Yeah, call back. Call back because I want to hear what you say. But you were clicking, click, 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 click.
Yeah.
So... but he looked like he was going down an interesting road.
Said Gatorade.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. Steve Kerr changed the starting lineup last night. Will Richard in, Moses Moody in. How come?
We need, but with Jimmy needs some shooting around him, so we wanted to get Moses and Will out there for the spacing. And then one of the things Will's been doing a great job of is just moving the ball. And, you know, Steph and Draymond thrive on ball movement, you know, and Will just keeps reversing the ball, just like Gary. Gary's a great ball reverse guy. And so I thought Gary was fantastic in the second half. And what a pro, you know, guy hasn't been in the rotation for 2 weeks. And you never hear anything from him. He stays upbeat, positive. Everybody loves him. And then he always stays ready. And so I just thought we got great contributions from our role players in a way that enhanced our, you know, our best players.
Wow. And Joe's Morning Rose had him on this morning. He was in a good mood.
Yeah, and Evan and I were listening to it, and about 3 minutes into the interview, Evan and I had a discussion about, he's a good guy. Peyton Second's a good guy. You can just tell.
Yeah, I love it.
You can just tell.
Yeah.
So he came through for him last night, and they needed it.
Big offensive rebounds. If I hadn't said that today, Stein, he reminded me of somebody.
So, one of the reasons they went small is because, like, that's how you can rebound against a team like that.
Yeah.
And, I got news for you. If you're taking the Warriors took.
It's incredible.
67% of their shots last night were threes. Two out of three of their shots last night were three-pointers.
21 of 57.
I got news for you. Those misses aren't missing close to the basket.
So Moses Malone would be in trouble in this era.
Well, I mean,
I'm just being real.
Now, Wemby still has, he's a little different because he can get them from all over.
But I hear what you're saying, man. Tree Rollins, they would be in trouble, man.
But I don't think there's any doubt. When I was watching that game last night, there were a few plays the Peyton plays where you could have been closing your eyes and said, wow, this is 2017.
Man.
Because they used to get five threes a game off offensive rebounds. And they haven't been doing it as much lately, but last night they ended up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you stop and think about, all right, all their misses, but if three or four of the misses result in threes off offensive rebounds, then they're really shooting a better percentage than it looks in the box score.
And what's worse than shooting a three, Steiny, getting no rebound, no second shot, and the team's running the other way? It's like, damn.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Man, what a difference one game makes for the Golden State Warriors. Blown out of the building in Oklahoma City, and then they put together a terrific game against the San Antonio Spurs. And really, if you want to narrow it down, it was a great second, third, and fourth quarter for the Golden State Warriors. They looked like a team that their experience just was the difference.
And they looked like they had an identity. I know, I was in here barking yesterday about how the hell do you not know what your identity is when you got half of last year to go on. But the non-Steph minutes, Steiny, Jimmy Butler was aggressive. If he wasn't making threes, he was getting to the line. And that's what I got. That's what I fell in love with and got drunk off of, that concoction of Batman and Robin, Superman and Batman. And, it is, again, age is real. I know. I understand that I'm not an NBA player, but I guess one part of this Warrior team I think I don't like, Steiny, or never can get accustomed to is, early on if they got it or not. If, and maybe that's not the case and we're just 13 games in, but I look at Jimmy sometimes or even Dre, and I was proven wrong because he really had, he was there. He wanted to send a message to Wemby and everybody, and he did that. But Jimmy Butler was all, Steiny, all I'm asking for is not the price of admission, but I guess I'm saying that when, just be active. Steph's out, you take over.
He can't.
Ooh.
He can try, but it doesn't mean he can do it every night. Like,
now that's wow.
The whole season's going to be like this. They just played a great game last night. They play their third and four nights tomorrow.
So for me to expect this from those three.
Well, no, I just want to see. Like, I want to see what they got tomorrow. Because this is what they're going to have to go through.
Mm.
But I want to see what they have next week in a back-to-back. And then the week after that, when they have three and five nights, it's going to be a constant kind of evaluation with how they're feeling. Yeah. And here's the other thing that I'm starting to get this sense, because, Steve Kerr was saying, well, we're just not ourselves.
Yeah.
I think there may be stretches where,
when it's bad, it's just bad.
Yeah, right. I do. I do think that. But it's what we got to come to expect if you're going to try to navigate this. I could see Draymond not playing tomorrow.
Look, this would be for me, as opposed to yesterday when you ran your mouth and then you don't play. That doesn't match. That's just, there's some stench there that I'm like, that the optics are bad. But after the masterpiece or masterclass you put on, if you pick tomorrow not to play, Steiny, fans, I think, could accept it like a whole lot easier.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? And I got to say this to you and Evan. This is why we like sports. We run our mouths, or we think, and all the analytical people, you think you know what's going to happen, but the beauty of it is you don't know. Was there any point early in that game, and this is just me, even at half, that you thought Curry would end up with 46?
We don't watch the game the same.
So you were like, I'm not about his points total, but I was just like, man, I don't know if he got it, you know.
And this is where I think word choice is important. Yeah. I mean, we're all amazed by it, but are we really surprised? We know he's got it in him.
Right, right.
It doesn't make it any less enjoyable when it happens. He did it again last night.
Yeah. And he really got going in the second half.
Yeah.
And he was driving to the rack like, hey, this ain't working. Let me go. And then everybody just fed off of that.
And, like, let's not sleep on the fact that they were in the bonus early, third and fourth quarter. And that's another reason why they got to the line a lot, by the way.
They're in the bonus. Go to the right, get fouled.
He had me laughing last night. I think the Warriors had it. Tell me if you remember this. I think they had it to 65. They were coming back, and they got it to like 65, 62 maybe. Right. And Draymond missed the layup.
Yeah.
Remember, Draymond? I think they went down and scored two.
They did. He goes, that might go ahead.
And it was like mid. It was like early third-ish. And I felt like Bob was like, oh, man. Now, you know.
He said this might be a C.
Exactly.
And I was like, he ain't wrong. Bob's great. Him and Clinton, man.
I thought you were going to jump in.
I live with
Do you
these
remember
people.
That?
We got to have them on.
He was so bummed.
And they're probably golfing right now. They said on the telecast, what are they going to do off day?
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn. I got to pick up the sport.
As Jan would say. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, they played a good ball game last night. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good. Curry squeezes out and gets the ball, guarded by Devin Vassell. Crossover dribble twice, three times. Right side, step back, left-hand dribble to the paint, to the cup, in between all the trees. He goes in and lays it in with the right hand.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim. Tim was on the call last night right here on 95.7 The Game, and we all witnessed Steph Curry throwing 46 last night.
Man.
Hell of an effort.
Probably golfing today. You got to believe he's golfing.
I think Gary Payton II confirmed that to the Morning Roast.
Joe Butch and asked him. Have you been to the Riverwalk or the Catwalk? The one that Barkley made.
The Riverwalk.
Is it all that and some?
Well, we talked about that during the crossover yesterday, I think, didn't we? With Willard and Dibbs? I thought we talked about the
Were we arguing or were we talking?
Fine yesterday.
Okay. That might have been on Tuesday.
But anyway, yes, I've been your to the experience. Riverwalk. Is it like beautiful?
It's fine. It's fine.
How long is it?
I think it's at least a mile.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably a mile. It just winds along this.
Never been to San Antonio.
Green River. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Goo, I got some real. This is going to be hard.
No.
I think we can.
No, hold on. Can I say something before you?
Yeah, sure.
The show's healthier than it's ever been. We're putting up numbers.
I hate when you do that.
You do, but there's nothing that can knock me off us right now. So what do you got? Lay it on me.
This from the 925. You know, you guys are in a great industry, all capitals, great, sports radio talk, and none of you, capital none, none of you have any idea what is happening within this sport or the team you're talking about, three exclamation points, and you get paid for just guessing and creating controversy.
We spent yesterday responding to comments that were tea from Draymond and Jimmy. So what's he talking about?
Everyone has a personal agenda.
Draymond's incredible. We got to get him. Who will be the first show here to get him on?
It'll be us.
No, Willard's trying behind closed doors.
Of course he is.
But we should be trying. Well, we had him on.
Go ahead. You can try.
Well.
By the way, I want to get to this.
Take your time.
Did you see what the Detroit Pistons did last night?
They kicked ass.
They won.
Okay. So I don't know.
Did you see their starting five? I'm gonna
that's
just
what you put on the thread.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Okay. I'm just gonna get, and Evan's great at this, but I gotta believe he's gonna struggle. This is who the Detroit Pistons started last night. Ready?
Yeah.
Name that school or name anything about the player. Ronald Holland II.
Went to Arizona.
Actually, that sounds right, but I thought he was their first round pick 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
I probably got the school wrong, but go ahead.
He went to the G League Ignite.
Oh, damn.
He did not attend a college.
So basically Arizona.
All right, Kuminga.
That's a four. Javonte Green.
He was a New Orleans Pelican.
Good call.
Paul Reed.
He was Embiid's backup in Philly last year.
Yeah, that he might remember. Went to DePaul.
Two more. Well, we know one of them.
No, we don't.
Okay, didn't start. No,
Duncan Robinson.
All right.
Michigan.
Dennis Jenkins.
Man. I only know him because he hit a shot to send it to overtime like three nights ago for the Pistons. I've never heard of him
before.
Who
is he and how long have you been and where do you play?
Dennis Jenkins is a guard who has 1 year of experience. He attended St. John's and he was undrafted.
You think Molly knows
Dennis Jenkins?
I'm sure Molly knows him.
I'm not done. They got an interesting bench. You ready? Tolu Smith. Tolu Smith.
Evan?
I lived with a Tolu one time, but I have no clue who that is.
Tolu Smith, undrafted. He went to Mississippi State. He started for
Who did they play for this lineup to win?
Oh, they played the Bulls. Oh, they beat the Bulls with this lineup.
Bulls coming back down to earth.
Chaz Lanier.
Bob?
Chaz Lanier. This is unbelievable.
What made you look at the starting lineup?
I don't know. He went to Tennessee. He was a second round pick.
Dude, won by 11, 124, 113.
Okay, here's you want to talk about a household name. Caris LeVert. Bobby Clintman. It could be Bobby, actually.
He sounds like he played for the St. Louis Hawks.
That ain't a brother, is it?
Yes, it is. Maybe it's Bobby Clintman. He last attended Cairns in Australia. 1 year experience, 37th pick. Country, man. Sweden. But he played in, anyway. Wendell Moore Jr.
Dude.
Anyway, they won. They beat the Bulls. Incredible. Let's head out to the Big Easy. Let's go to David in New Orleans. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
On, man?
Hey.
Doing well. Hey, Dave.
Not much, man. First call of the season, bro. I'm happy to speak with y'all again.
Hey, I'll be in New Orleans Saturday.
Oh, yeah, bro. That's good, man. Meet me at the bar.
Which one?
Hey, he's for real. He said, which one?
are you near Tulane?
Well, everything is close over here, man. Everything is close. Everything is like a 5 to 10 minute drive, bro.
Great city.
So,
Yeah, man. Supposed to be sunny and 75.
The weather is pretty good here right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Really nice, bro.
So, what do you think of the Warriors?
But, man, first I want to talk about
there's all these back-to-backs, man, and to start the season. I mean, we got an older team, so I think that has a lot to do with the ups and downs early, too. We hadn't even gotten to a good flow of the season before we started having to play every day. It feels like they're on TV every day when I watch them, you know. And so I feel like even with that mixed with the couple of games that Steph missed because of this and stuff like that, we never really got, even though we won games early, we never really got to see the team fully get into a rhythm. And I want to make another point about the two-guard spot. I know Clay is old news. That's our guy, but he's been gone for so long. But that space on the team is what's affecting, in my opinion, is what's affecting, like, some of the clunkiness and some of the stuff like that with the roster. And the change is when Moses Moody is shooting,
yep,
and when Will Richard is shooting, that spot, that archetype, that 3-and-D,
yeah,
I can guard a high-level guard, intensity playing bigger than your size, that means a lot when you're playing small ball. So when you have somebody like Brandon Podziemski, he can make open shots, but he's not that point of attack defender, and he's not a willing shooter. And so it's easier to guard, and that can make it harder for Steph and Draymond and Jimmy to create space. So I do think that was a good move by Steve Kerr to put them in the lineup. I don't know how long it'll last, but I do think that can work, especially if you have a bigger space to shoot the center like Horford too. So that's just a couple of points I wanted to make.
Good stuff,
man. A mouthful, man. I know y'all on short time, but I'll be calling back and we can rap again.
Awesome, David. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt, like, hey, Moody's got to play. Moody's got to start. Come on, Steve. He's just got to start.
And I don't want to raise your blood pressure. And maybe you've come full circle to where I was at early on with Moody. But, Steiny, if we want to play that game just for this exercise or the sake of it in his improvement, I mean, he can start on a few teams now. Like Moses, you know what I mean? Like, remember before, you're like, ooh, he might be special. Well, I mean, dude's a baller, man.
Well, a big reason.
I'm not saying he's Jordan.
A big
reason. Would he start for the Pistons last night?
No chance. Man.
Last night?
Pistons are better than the Warriors.
Not that starting five last night. What? Dude, I didn't know a name.
No, I mean, this is the thing.
He's made improvement.
I would rather, like, this is why Moody is a better starter than Kuminga.
Tell me.
Because when you play with Butler and Steph and Draymond, you need a stretch three. You need a stretch perimeter player. You need a 3-and-D guy. Mm.
And Kuminga, I got you.
And he has embraced that.
And the spacing was
better.
Everything yesterday, man. He, like, Kuminga couldn't have done that. And I mean, he wouldn't have let him fly 10 for three-pointers.
It's not that he can't make threes. It's like, What they need from Moody, it comes naturally for Moody. He can play on the ball.
That's
he can
word.
Make threes.
That's a good word.
What they need Kuminga to do, he's got to kind of, they aren't his strengths, and that's one of the challenges they've kind of run into. But, you know, again, if you know, like, Moody's fine.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a whole hell of a lot better.
Sure,
yeah.
But
and then he went and bashed one too. I thought of you.
Right, but he's still a player where everything's pretty much set up for him for the other guy by the other guys. Like the next step to me for Moody is, can he create his own shot?
I think he can.
No chance.
Stoney, what about when he went blue by dude and dunked?
I'm like, right, because they had an advantage. Mm-hmm. The ball was swinging, and he had a defender, you know, closing out on him. I'm talking about
when there is no staff and it's just you, and you're on the whiteboard for the other team. Because he is not
like
scared,
he's not a
man.
Scorer.
Yeah,
he
don't have cement feet. That's obvious. That's why he's your best on-ball defender. I still think I know Kerr said that, Steiny, and I get it, and I see what Moody was doing to SGA, and that's just an assignment already. But, man, it ain't too far for me in regard to who's the best on-ball defender. That's why I like seeing Moody and GP2 on the floor together.
The other thing that who is our good caller who said we don't have a set rotation?
Oh, yeah, he was bothered by it.
I mean, I feel like every year – Steve Kerr uses the first 15 or 20 games to do this. figure it out, figure out what he likes, what he doesn't like, who can play together, who can't. And I think that's a function of you're always going to need one or two guys, mostly two guys, who need to fit in with the big three. And he's got to test out different groups. And after 15 or 20 games, then I think he thinks he's got a good feel for it, and maybe that's when he'll start settling in on something. Let's hear what he said about that, actually, about the starting lineup.
For sure. You know, I mean, just like I gave that first starting lineup a runway, you know, you guys asked me if that, we were going to stay with that, and I said we will going forward, and we'll do this going forward. And that, you know, that can change at any time based on how the team is and who's healthy and all that stuff. But yeah, we'll for sure start them again on Friday and, you know, see how it goes.
I mean, what more does Steve Kerr need to say to make fans understand that it's not about Moody?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Minga and Pajemski, the only thing that matters, Kerr doesn't care what they can and can't do. What he cares about is, can they play with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler? It's all about those three guys still, and whatever two other players on this team can play the best with those three guys, because they ain't going anywhere, they're going to play. I think it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, and I'm just going to be crazy, Stoney, but I used to have Atari, and I play video games, Frogger, and you get five lives, and you die five times, the game's over, you start it over. And I'm hearing you, and I agree, but I think about Kuminga. What life is he on? Because he's gotten the opportunity. And now he's, you know, hopefully he'll be available tomorrow. But my point is, even if you try one time and don't succeed, you'll get that opportunity again. Mm-hmm. And Kuminga got it early on. And now I feel like for the immediate future, Will Richard and Moody, this will be the five until
they hit a pothole or something.
No doubt. Or somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. No.
Because who saw Kuminga starting? I wanted it, but I didn't think they were coming into this season with him starting.
I don't know.
And it's kind of been that way for a while, man. The other two are up for grabs. The other two spots. Dre, Jimmy, Steph, and the other two are up for grabs. I mean, I told you I didn't like it.
I do think that you say for 2 years, you know, for a year that Kuminga can't play with certain guys, and then over the summer you change your mind or you say you're going to give it a big runway. And the reality of the situation is Kuminga didn't get a long runway. He got like five games. And I'm not saying I don't know. I'm not saying Kuminga should or shouldn't start, but just because Steve Kerr said, Jimmy Butler says we can play together, doesn't mean they can play together. Or, of course, they can play together, but are the Warriors at their best when they're playing together? I'm talking about Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond Green. I mean, it seems to work out. It worked out the first five or so, but then I don't know. Maybe ask you this.
Because I want
to
ask you.
What happened to Kuminga after game five? Essentially, like, they were 4-1, and I mean, it's kind of unfair because they weren't playing well.
But what
has changed with the way Kuminga has played the first five games versus the last eight?
It's called the NBA, And he's not Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or Dr. J in his prime. He's a 23-year-old learning, and he got off to a fast start, and he's gotten humbled. Things are different. Teams are different. I saw the Pacers' length giving him difficulty, so he took a step back. And we kind of saw it. And then the turnovers start popping up. And then you start seeing all of a sudden, Steiny, I saw, because the first five games didn't present it, his handle wasn't as tight as I thought it had gotten, only because he needed it to be. And he took a step back. And now it's about how do you respond to, you know, to your poor play. But I got to believe upstairs, the mental game, forget what he's nursing if he's hurt, Steiny. This kind of sucks that I started my dream and it's five games in, for whatever reason, I'm out. And that takes me to the other guy, to where you might be right what you said an hour ago. I want to talk about this because I think it's not racial, but Pods takes a lot of bullets of how he was treated compared to Kuminga. Leave that there. But what I was watching Pods thinking to myself, how mentally strong is he? And I'm asking you, what are you seeing from him too? Because now he's not starting. He's hearing the noise. He heard the comments. We don't know if it was meant for him, but let's just say you're right. I mean, how hard is that, Steiny, for a young player or young players?
I mean, you want me to be honest?
Yes.
It's not hard. It's the way it is. You're playing with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. You got it. Like, I'm sorry. Nobody,
I'm just,
Steve Kerr doesn't, in a way, doesn't care about what anybody can do. It's about what you can do with those guys. It's about.
But hadn't Pods mastered that? Because
I'm watching him, Steiny.
He's regretting.
Pods hasn't mastered anything.
But Pods has went a whole year being the guy with the ball in his hands. Pods, with this Warrior team.
Pods has mastered how to understand that in this organization, right here, right now, he needs to figure out how to shoehorn himself in to the Draymond, Steph, Butler dynamic.
And something's changed. And Kuminga, I see it. I can't put my finger on it. And I don't know if his poor play.
I thought he was really good.
No, I'm not saying he was bad last night, just in general. Like, I feel like there was a version of a green light for him. He could do no wrong. And now I feel like in these Draymond comments, if you're right, if they were at him and Kuminga, just, you know, it's basketball. He's loving what he's doing. But the bottom line, Steiny, is I'm like, there's part of me that says the slippers have been returned a bit with Pods. Or he's been reined in.
Good. Like, seriously, yeah. Good. What's wrong with that?
No, I mean, I didn't say anything's wrong with it.
We all kind of think, you know, 30 plus minutes is too many for him.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many he had last
29,
night.
29.
Okay, 29. You know, I mean, we saw it all last night. We saw, like, the good stuff he can do, and then, you know, Steve Kerr wanted to hit him over the head with a Louisville slugger when he tried to do whatever he was trying to do with Wembanyama trailing him.
No, it was just something I thought about, and I'm thinking about what if I knew them, or what if I were in their shoes, both of them. Like, you know, and again, tomorrow's a whole nother opportunity, and the game after that Sunday when they go to New Orleans. But, like, Steiny, I don't know if we spend a lot of time. No, you brought it up in regard to JK. This could be for the next month of basketball, Warrior basketball, this could be the starting five. And I'm not feeling sorry for anybody or saying it's wrong. I'm just like, damn, things change, man. And when it goes your way, you got to ride the wave. And then you can't complain like Gary Payton II when it doesn't.
Well, and the other thing is, before last night, we got the leader on the team in minutes was Jonathan Kuminga before last night's game. And so that's why, you know, people were saying, well, he's turning it over a lot. Well, he does lead the team in minutes. So, you know, that's something. Like,
is that why that's rearing his head, is because we're seeing more of him?
I think it's rearing its head is because he thinks he can go by people, and he can.
Let me tell you this.
He thinks he can go by people, right, and he can.
And to go by people, that handle needs to be tight. And I'm going to use this word because I'm not dissing my guy. But, Steiny, when I talk about a Jonathan Kuminga, it's the athleticism through the roof. We know that. But if I asked you this, how skilled is JK? I think that didn't get enough fertilizer for me. We're only five. I get it.
Over 13.
But, well, yeah. But the first five, I was like, oh, magnum cum laude, he got it. But now I'm like, the more minutes you play, the more stuff you see, even if it's not against a good team, it might be a good defender, the skill word.
Yeah.
I think he's lacking. So like that still needs some improvement.
He's raw. He's still pretty raw, believe I think. But he's got talent, but
yeah.
He's got like, you got to play within the lines. It's like your color. It's like a coloring book. When you play with Steph, Draymond, and Butler, you have to stay within the lines in the coloring book. You can't color outside the figure, if you know what I mean. And Pods at least has an understanding of what he's got to do to play inside, you know, inside the drawing or not color outside the lines. Kuminga's still figuring it out.
If I ask you, where's Kuminga's spot on the floor? Does he have one? Like his spot. Like, I'll give Pods this. You got that Euro, whatever. It don't work all the time, but you know how to set somebody up. You use the rim as a defender and use that Euro and get a layup. But I'm looking for Kuminga, and I'm one of his biggest fans, Donnie. Where's his spot on the floor?
You know, I always felt like the great ones had multiple spots.
Mm. But it starts with one.
I mean, I don't know, on the wing? not at the top of the circle, I know that. But, you know, he's still in the process of figuring it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, to me, the issue becomes... Well, first of all, we got to find out about the knee and see if he can play tomorrow.
I guess this was bothering him last year a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
this would be a horrible time to miss some time, though, and that's every time. But you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Like you didn't want to see him last night for 25 minutes? I
no.
did.
No, like, did he...
how are you going to respond to, you know, you got a new role, you're coming off the bench, but... And we saw a couple minutes, but...
But, like... They might have played their best basketball this season, the second, third, and fourth quarters. Like, I was not watching that. Okay, I didn't know he was ruled out for the second half.
Yeah, remember I text you guys, friend, like, is this a, what is, Evan, I don't know what word. Oh, boycott, was he mad? And that's crazy. But no, I didn't see him.
It's not that crazy. Yeah. He's probably pissed.
Frank Grimes on the YouTube chat says JK's spot is the fadeaway from the free, but I don't like that shot for him. The fadeaway from the free throw.
Anyway, when they got to halftime, I didn't know Kuminga was ruled out and that he didn't play in the second half. And I didn't think twice about it. I just didn't. Yeah. They were playing well. I didn't say, boy, he must be hurt.
No, I didn't either.
He never crossed my mind. He did not cross my mind.
But as a fan, you want to be fulfilled and you want everybody to be available. That's all. Like, it takes nothing away from the win.
Okay, you know what? Here's, like, the thing. If he plays Gary Payton's minutes last night, they'd probably lose. Mm. They might lose that game. But, it's weird.
No, that's an interesting way to look at it.
You were thinking about Kuminga in the second half?
Not more, no. I was thinking about you got to win this game, but I just hated that he went out and he was hurt.
Maybe that's why they won the game. He was hurt. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors, what a bounce back win for them. Big bounce back. That segment brought to you by Alameda County.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.